Hello, people. How are you doing? There seems to be still a lot of people out there that are not awake and aware. I'm going to put a link to a news item down below. The headline reads, Inside China Nightmare Spy State with Cams Reading Emotions and Phone Data Heists. Then of course people aren't surprised about that, it's China, right? So of course there's going to be these covert cameras all over the place. Then they're going to download data from the people's phones and get information and know where they are at all times. And for some reason, because it's China, we don't think anything about that. But they wouldn't do it here in the Western world for sure. Oh no. What are you, crazy? We're all being watched now. There's cameras all over the place in the Western world as well. Every younger person now has a mobile phone. It's either in their hand or definitely in their pocket or purse. And companies can track where their phone is. Oh, but they wouldn't do that in the Western world's laws against it. Yeah, right. Wake up and smell the coffee, people. They're doing it in your country as well. You don't think that Apple couldn't actually access your phone? Know where it is? If you can know where your children are with their phones, don't you think they know where you are? They know exactly where you are and what you're looking at. In the city you live in, sure you can see some cameras out in the open, and of course they're there for your safety. But there's loads of other cameras you can't see. Nope, unfortunately we're all under the eye of Big Brother. Actually, more like Big Mother, actually. You have Alexa in your homes, or whatever other one there is. They're always knowing what you're doing, saying. You ever notice that you may be talking with a friend at work about some particular subject, and all of a sudden you get advertisements on your phone about that? It's kind of weird, right? It usually starts off as a marketing tool, but then gets far more sinister. If you're anywhere near any electronic stuff at all, like your PC or your smartphone, modern TVs, Alexa, electronic watches, anything that uses the internet, and they all do, you are being watched. And it wouldn't be a video without an update about the Freedom Convoy for the truckers of Canada. But it's not just the truckers, it's the people of Canada, isn't it? The Canadian police chief gave a press briefing not too long ago. And to me, it sounded more like a threat from him. Sounds like that there isn't much trouble in the truckers, except he's going to go in there and cause some. Of course, we never forget what happened to the protesters in Hong Kong when China took it over. Don't hear much about that anymore, do you? When I was in Canada living there, the police were to serve and protect, and they were a good police force. Unfortunately, they've become under the control of the government now. They're their right arm. And these policemen should also remember that they are Canadians. Of course, it happened in the UK with the police force. They are now basically the force for people control. To serve and protect doesn't really come into it anymore. Crimes aren't really their problem. And it seems to be a big outcry about China's human rights. And yet the Western world, or the European world, is okay when they do it, of course. Unfortunately, when the tree is completely rotten right up to the top, the only way to get rid of it is to cut it down and remove it. I am immensely proud of my fellow Canadians, but I'm not so proud of the Canadian police force at the moment. Canadians are quite laid-back people, but when push comes to shove, they will shove back. And don't forget, you're being watched.